The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
So you guys, I am someone who always prioritizes comfort over style. And that's why over the years, I have never wanted to wear a push-up bra. Even though I knew I'd probably look pretty good in it, feel good in it, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to feel comfortable in it. And that all changed when I found the Skims Ultimate push-up bra. Now I have four of them. I wear them every single day, and I can't believe that they are push-up bras because they don't feel like it. They actually feel so, so comfortable. I know a lot of you out there are probably like me and hate wearing underwire bras, but I'm telling you, I truly love these Skims push-up bras, and I don't mind wearing the underwire. I feel like no outfit is complete without it now, and I know that I'm still going to feel comfortable and happy, but also, you know, get that extra boost of confidence. And then there's also the Ultimate Teardrop push-up bra, and that one's also great. And I'm sure a lot of you out there hate wearing underwire bras, but I mean it. I truly love these bras. Instead of having just tons of padding that give you an unnatural lift and also just feels bulky and heavy and uncomfortable, this bra mimics the shape of a full bust. It lifts me up and it lifts my mood as well the second I put it on. So shop the Skims Ultimate Bra Collection and more at skims.com. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that we sent you. Select podcast under the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. We really appreciate it. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the sesh. We are so happy to have you here today. My name is Kendall Ray.
And my name is Janelle Ray.
I know, I feel like you should be like Janelle Day.
Janelle Day.
Janelle Bay.
Janelle Bay. I am Janelle Bay.
We're happy you're here this today. I'm Kendall Ray, and this is Janelle Bay.
Ew, that's so cringe. Imagine if I literally started going by that.
It could be a thing.
Janelle Bay and Janelle Kendall Bay. Ray. Oh, Bernie. Very dramatic.
Look, Bernie's here today, guys. Yes. I don't know why he never wants to hang out on this.
He doesn't like being like on this couch for some reason.
No, he gets kind of stressed out. I think Charlie makes him a little nervous because, I don't know.
Says this dude like barely moves.
I know.
He's like a statue.
It's just anxiety. I mean, he's afraid of my baby, so.
Wow, ravioli. Oh my God, ravioli.
Bernie's. It's okay. Don't get scared.
Ravioli, you need lighting. A haircut, festy bestie.
Yes, I know.
It's okay.
I know. Does he? He doesn't look that bad, though, right?
Oh, he's a very cute boy. He's so handsome,
Are people going to shame him?
Don't shame him.
Are
no.
Are they going to shame me?
No shaming people.
And we've actually had a lot of issues getting him groomed. It's just been like kind of like one thing after another. So hopefully he gets groomed this week. It's been rescheduled again.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's hopefully, okay, ravioli.
Hopefully in time for the holidays. He'll be looking fresh.
Happy holidays.
Anyway, today's episode is brought to you by Poop Lunch Beauty.
Yes, folks, that is POOPLUNCH.com/sesh.
Okay, no, we wish. We wish we were sponsored by this brand. We just spent, I'm not kidding, probably 20 minutes. There were tears coming out of my eyes.
Yeah, we were like crying laughing.
We were laughing so hard. I was looking, so I'm on like a whole lash search these days for the best strip lashes.
Best strip lashes.
I really loved my extensions for a long time. Janelle is hardcore extension.
Oh, extensions till I die, bitch.
They're
even
so
then.
Good. I love them.
Even then. Bury me with extensions.
Don't
I better
worry.
Get a full set.
Put it in your will.
I better be married with a full set, motherfucker. Just like Chloe was like, I'm going to get
It better be
nails.
Topped off.
That's right.
Full set.
That's right. Knock on wood. Now I'm freaked out. Anyways.
Okay, yeah. Let's all knock on the wood.
In her search for the best lash.
Yeah, I was just trying to look on, you know, what's Amazon got for lashes? Because my go-to is the, see, he already left.
No, he literally hates it here. And he just looks at us like, can we fucking leave?
Yeah, he doesn't like
being at the office.
Cameras
he sits by the front door.
He's never satisfied, this guy.
Never satisfied.
Ugh,
anyways.
He's stressed because Josh isn't here. Now, if one parent isn't here,
where is Josh?
Starts feeling anxiety. He's getting a haircut.
Oh, I was like, he was here. Where'd he go? Got
I
it.
Made him get a haircut because we're going to the family's, his family's house for Thanksgiving. And I'm like, you look kind of crazy. So
damn.
Had to get the haircut.
Okay.
Anyway, I was looking at all of these strip lashes. Like I said, I've been into the faux mink by Ardell. But I was like, I would like to, you know, expand my horizons. And one of the top brands is Pope Lunch.
She literally, I'm in the middle of filming an ad and all of a sudden she just busts out laughing. I'm like, what? And she goes, I'm sorry. And she shows me her phone. She says, look at the brand of these. And it's literally Poop Lunch. One word, Poop Lunch.
Half the time I feel like dry shampoo leaves my hair feeling even grosser than before I used it. But Vegamore's is really the best. Thank you so much for that.
It was just killing me.
What? Wait, what?
I was looking at...
What?
I was looking at false lashes on Amazon. Look at the brand.
Poop Lunch. What is it called?
Poop Lunch. Poop
Lunch. What is it?
I'm looking at Amazon for in one
Poop
word.
Poop Lunch.
Poop Lunch. One word.
Poop Lunch.
That's gotta be a troll. That's gotta be a troll. There's no fucking way that people Poop are lunch. Seriously.
I have the best lashes from Poop Lunch.
Yeah, I do like my lashes are Poop Lunch.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
And they even have branding. Look at that. They have an Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poop Lunch Beauty.
So
that is amazing. Oh, and I want to buy God. Them.
Have any of you ever tried this brand? I have to know. Yes. I have to know who named this Poop Lunch.
And why? Like, what's the story behind Poop
Lunch? I need to know.
Lunch?
I'm like, we need so the invested history. Now. Go, wait, Carly, go into the comments of that post.
Oh, you have to be logged in.
Hold on. I can log in real quick.
I'm going to go to pooplunch.com.
They don't have a website.
No?
No.
No website.
Although it says they're on
Lunch. I just can't handle it. Why is that so
it says
funny?
They're on they're in Walmart, supposedly.
I think that
fucking
was
hilarious.
Well, I think that was just like a like they're just like a realtor. I'm a realtor.
Oh, I'm sorry, they sell how retail.
Poop Lunch Realty.
Oh guys, there's a review we can watch on YouTube.
There's a couple on TikTok too.
Wait, oh my God. Okay.
Bring up this YouTube review. I want to know if Poop Lunch is any good.
Yes, Poop Lunch.
Ooh, the top search on Google's, it's a Yahoo, actually. It says why there may be poop in your lunch.
Okay. That's not what we're asking.
Do we want to know?
Poop Lunch. But before we head into this Poop Lunch review, we need to thank our true sponsors, which are Vegamore, Manscaped, Storyworth, and Dipsy. Thank you, sponsors. We love you. More on them in a little bit. But okay, have we found the review?
All right. So this is from a YouTuber, Life with Chrisley.
Oh, speaking of Chrisley, do you follow the Chrisleys?
This is really off topic.
Oh, that reality show,
yeah.
Huh?
No, they're about to like go to jail.
Yeah, I heard they're in some fucking hot water.
Yeah, they're in a lot of hot water. They're like being sentenced and they could possibly go to prison.
Ooh, fun. I need to tune into that.
Fun, she says.
I've been watching a polygamy show.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
I'm on a little polygamy binge, as you guys can tell. Right now I'm watching, what's it called? Seeking Sister Wife. It's good shit.
Are you fulfilling some fantasies of yours?
Maybe sometimes me and Josh think we'll bring in a sister.
Would you ever bring in a sister?
I don't know. I told Josh the day that we bring in a sister will be the day that we bring in an extra hubs too. That's what I want to see, a reality show.
Yeah, I was gonna say do they do that
with brother husbands.
Brother husbands.
That's what we need.
Sister wives, brother brother husband.
It would be great. Can you imagine like three
do they
guys?
Do that? They've got
Maybe.
To fucking do that.
It's got
Why
to exist
is it that
somewhere.
Men only get multiple wives?
I don't know.
Show about woman with multiple husbands.
We're getting way off track from Poop Lunch.
Big Love is an American drama TV series, blah, blah, blah. It stars Bill Paxton, blah, blah, blah. Okay, no, that's not it. Sorry. Brother husbands! Brother husbands! There's literally a thing! TLC tried to showcase something with series. I think they tried to make this brother husbands.
It didn't work out.
I don't think so. I don't know. This is In Touch Weekly. Brother husbands was actually a TV show because something exists. Oh yeah, I think it was at one point. I don't know how well it did.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check that out.
Anyways, okay, let's
here
watch
we
go. Review.
We're ready. Chrisley. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. My vision's just bad. It's Chrissy.
You just waste my time.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to my channel. I'm going to be doing a quick little review on some lashes that I purchased from Amazon.
Please say
and yeah, so let's get into this little review. So the reason why I bought these lashes from Amazon is because I was at CVS the other day and I was like, I need me some lashes. And the prices that they want on those lashes,
true.
I think Amazon they were the Kiss lashes and they cheaper. Wanted like 10, 12 bucks for yeah. one pair. And I was like, what? I was like, no,
damn,
I've never paid that much for Kiss like lashes like and catapults. I'm not about to start doing that. So let me go check on Amazon to see what they got. And I was like, yeah, let me check these little bad boys out. So this is from... I don't know if I'm going to say this right. I might mess this up, but I'm going to link it down in the description so you guys can find it and please check it out. It. But it's called Poop Lunch False Lashes. Like the fluffy kind. It's like a Yusy on there.
That's amazing.
Oh my God. Are, but I got the fluffy ones. But this is poop what they
lunch.
Look like.
Who came up with
actually,
that?
Let me take this thing off.
Poop lunch.
Oh, so here's up close with the lashes. Poop so lunch, see.
Dude. This is literally real life. This is real really life.
Nice.
Damn, those are fucking hairy as hell.
Those look cute though.
They're fluffy. Sorry.
Yeah, they're super
okay,
fluffy.
Clearly, we have to get some and try them out.
And I think they're all the same.
Should we do our own poop lunch review?
Yeah. I'm going to order some poop lunches.
Holy shit.
I guess let's go ahead and try these lashes on and see what they look like.
All right, let's see what they look like on. All right. Before we make the decision.
Quick little update. I want to show you guys these lashes.
Damn, those are beautiful.
I have lashes on right now. These are the lashes from Amazon.
Oh, poop lunch comes through, you guys.
Damn, she looks so good.
Sorry, I'm in my husband's office right now, so...
Damn, poop lunch coming through.
Yeah, I'm really loving these lashes. I definitely think that you guys should
order. Raving review.
Okay, all right. Done. Ordered. Visit the poop lunch store. That's amazing. You can subscribe to Poop Lunch. You get your poop lunch every day.
Oh my God, every day if you need it.
I'm buying them. We're going to have some poop lunches in the office.
Oh my God, so that I'm really excited.
Look, and they're also like number one on Amazon. Is that what you said?
I know. Yeah, they're like one of the top sellers.
Who came up with this name? I need
yeah,
to
like,
know
what's
so
the name?
Bad.
I
like,
want to know
the
story.
That?
There's no website. Like there should be a story of like how this came about. Well, one day our executive
cubes.
Was
go
at lunch
questions.
And there was some poop in her lunch. So she decided to name it that.
Ew.
Because it was the same day that she came up with the idea to make the lashes. There's got to be a story. Come on.
Damn it.
What? I'm ordering them right now. We're
Anyways,
ordering these to the office.
Big Poop Lunch fans here.
Yeah, we are. Poop Lunch, please sponsor our show.
Dude, that'd be so funny. I would die.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for them to come in. Hopefully we'll have them by the time we film next. God. And we could try them out.
I'm so mature. It makes me laugh so hard.
So
if there's poop in anything, it's
oh,
so
same.
Funny
I can't
me.
Handle myself. Poop humor just kills me every time.
Mixed with lunch.
Oh, lunch is just a funny word as it is. Don't you think so?
Lunch?
I don't know why. I just think lunch is funny.
Lunch?
Poop lunch?
I just lunch. I thought at first you said poop launch, but then when I figured it was poop lunch, it came, it was 10 times funnier than it already was.
You kind of say it fast.
Poop
it
lunch.
Sounds like a French beauty
lunch.
Name, like poop lunch.
Poop lunch.
I love the poop lunches.
Poop lunch.
Oh, amazing.
My gourd.
All right, I'm ordering them to the office right now.
Thank I you. Might order a pack too, to be honest. We can have a little lash off.
Well, I think we should have plenty. It comes with plenty for all of us to share.
They got a lot of styles.
They do got lots of styles.
Wow. That's incredible. How much are they going for? Oh, they're on sale right now for $8.99. Hey,
that's
you know
right.
what else is on sale? Merch.
Yay!
Smilehiremerch.com. You can get 25% off almost every single freaking item on this site, people. By the time this episode goes up, you'll have a little less than a week left of our sale.
Yeah.
It ends on the 30th.
Time's
so
flying.
Be sure to head on over to smilehiremerch.com to grab your sale items. And also, once we sell out of these items, they're gone forever. We're not restocking. So you need a spicy sweatshirt.
Out.
Yeah, we are selling out. So you want a spicy sweatshirt? You want to keep it fresh sweatshirt? You want a tiny trip shirt? You better head on over to get your shit. It's going to run out.
Better come up here and get yourself one of these.
Unfortunately, we do not sell poop merch. Poop lunch. Poop. Oh my God. What if we made poop lunch merch? No, we can't
well,
steal their brand.
Stealing
yeah,
their brand.
Right. No, you're right. You're right.
Well, we
That's
could
just
so make
funny.
Like a graphic. Of that
poop and lunch,
yeah, a brown bag. I can picture it now.
A little turd emoji
Who
with a brown
that?
Bag.
Someone would buy it,
dude. Oh my God.
Anyway, well, we've got them ordered, so we will check them out in the next episode. We can
Bam.
Try them out. right. Do our own little review. Charlie, what's his name this week? You said we're going to have a new name for Charlie every week.
Paro.
What was his? Oh, right. Paro.
We decided to call him Paro this week.
Yes. And if you're wondering,
can we see him?
Why?
Bring him up.
Hey. Paro, we recently discussed this little cute robot named Paro on Mile High Rise. Actually, the episode isn't out yet.
Yeah, I just realized the episode will not be
out
yet.
Okay. It's a little sneak peek.
Or wait, maybe it will be out.
It will not be out yet. It will be coming out in a few days. This is coming out on Thursday or Friday.
Oh, it'll be out
next week.
Shortly,
but anyways, we talk about this very cute little stuffed animal robot named Paro.
Yeah, have you seen this, Sydney?
No,
you would die over it.
It is so cute.
Can you bring up a video of it on YouTube, Corelli, for Sydney to see?
Oh my gosh, it's for people, like older people?
Mm-hmm. It's it's a companion. People in the hospital. It's a therapeutic robot.
It's so freaking cute.
It's like the one thing we kind of were excited about in our robot episode. Paro. Everything else was like absolute devastation and destruction. But anyway, cute seal.
Cute seal. Dude, this thing's cute as hell. Are you kidding me? I would totally get one.
It's adorable.
And Charles looks like it.
Look at that.
Aw.
It's so freaking cute. Anyways, yeah, he's cute as frick. You pet him and he makes little cooing noises. His little eyelashes bat. Look at his little eyes. He's so cute.
It's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Oh my God, I love him.
Aww.
And his little whiskers. When you touch his whiskers, he's so cute.
And they've had great success with this thing too.
Yeah, their studies show that these types of robot animals work just as well, if not better, than real service animals, which is a little alarming.
So service animals are going to be obsolete in the future.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, that's what Charles' name is this week. Paro. Paro the seal.
Yeah, he definitely can be Paro.
Paro.
Also, we found a little Christmas outfit for Charlie.
Oh my God.
We're going to try to get him.
I need to buy that.
Yeah, can we
pull that
up too?
He looks like a literal...
I think it's in our sesh chat.
Freaking snowman. So anyways, we'll be getting that costume. Be on the lookout for Charles, the little snowman.
Mm-hmm. It's a business write-off.
That's right.
Tis the season.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
So you guys, I am someone who always prioritizes comfort over style. And that's why over the years, I have never wanted to wear a push-up bra. Even though I knew I'd probably look pretty good in it, feel good in it, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to feel comfortable in it. And that all changed when I found the Skims Ultimate push-up bra. Now I have four of them. I wear them every single day, and I can't believe that they are push-up bras because they don't feel like it. They actually feel so, so comfortable. I know a lot of you out there are probably like me and hate wearing underwire bras, but I'm telling you, I truly love these Skims push-up bras, and I don't mind wearing the underwire. I feel like no outfit is complete without it now, and I know that I'm still going to feel comfortable and happy, but also, you know, get that extra boost of confidence. And then there's also the Ultimate Teardrop push-up bra, and that one's also great. And I'm sure a lot of you out there hate wearing underwire bras, but I mean it. I truly love these bras. Instead of having just tons of padding that give you an unnatural lift and also just feels bulky and heavy and uncomfortable, this bra mimics the shape of a full bust. It lifts me up and it lifts my mood as well the second I put it on. So shop the Skims Ultimate Bra Collection and more at skims.com. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that we sent you. Select podcast under the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. We really appreciate it.
All right. So as you guys know, we do try to keep it fun here on the sesh. We always want to be having a good time with you guys and having a lot of LOLs and learning some new things along the way. However, this weekend, we are all feeling pretty heavy right now. I mean, our whole state is really mourning due to a terrible shooting that occurred on, well, I guess it was technically
Saturday
night.
But
well, it started Saturday night
at like 11:57.
Yes. And so November 19th, Club Q in Colorado Springs was shot up, and five people have died. And there are how many injured at this point?
I think 25. The number keeps going up.
Five.
And this also occurred on Transgender Day of Remembrance. Mm-hmm. And it was a clear attack on the LGBTQ plus community. And I mean, as a Coloradan, as anyone in this country, it is an incredibly devastating thing to hear about once again, that here we are.
Yep.
It's like, it's just hard to find the words after so many times. I mean, we have talked about shootings here before that have mm-hmm. happened in Colorado. And obviously these happen all over the country all the time. And we can't speak on every single one, or we would literally have to start our show every week by discussing.
That's how prevalent it is in America.
But we really wanted to talk about this today because it's so close to us. This is in Colorado Springs. We're like about an hour from there.
Yeah.
And we know people. I mean, at least I know someone who knows someone who was there. And it's just like when it happens that close, it hits home differently, you know?
Totally. And I think people can, you know, understand whenever something happens and you're kind of in the same state or have some sort of personal connection. Obviously, it doesn't make it any, you know, more important than something else. But I think you can almost relate to it more in a way because of the fact that, you know, we've all been to Colorado Springs. We all are familiar with that area to some degree. And it just...
Yeah.
I mean, that's like my home. Like I was raised there. I was born there. And a lot of like in Pueblo, I mean, there's not very many places to go out. So in Pueblo, we go to Springs. And I mean, it is incredibly close to home that it's.
And this is the only gay bar in Colorado Springs.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's somewhere that a ton of people really saw as a safe place in an area that.
Colorado Springs is definitely. Like, I know people think if you just look at the election or whatever, like, it seems to be very, like, liberal and progressive state. But, yes, that's true in Denver and Boulder, but a lot of places in Colorado mm-hmm. are still very conservative, and Colorado Springs being one of them. There's a lot of homophobic activity in Colorado Springs.
Yes.
And this was one place where people who are a part of the LGBTQ plus community can go to feel safe. And to just be themselves and feel like they belong somewhere. And now that's stripped from them.
It's just, it's hard to put into words how you can, I mean.
I just don't understand how someone could have so much hatred towards people who are just living their lives.
Yeah, who they don't know.
And who are just minding their business and going to a place where, you know, it's hard enough, like I was just saying, to feel accepted. In society, being a part of the LGBTQ plus community. So you go to somewhere where you feel like you belong and where you mm-hmm. can be yourself and where you feel safe and mm-hmm. where you feel wanted. And some piece of shit comes in and takes that from you. Why would you do that? There's really no words. We just felt like we needed to discuss it because obviously this is so fresh.
Yeah. It's just been kind of shocking, like watching this all play out and just feeling like, wow, here we are once again. And it obviously reminds you of Pulse in Orlando and what happened, you know, years ago. And it's just, it's so sad. We've made no progress.
No, absolutely literally no progress. It's just getting worse, it seems like.
And this guy who did it, and we don't want to talk about him much or his name, but I wanted to say that this guy was literally arrested for a bomb threat last summer.
And stalking. Mm-hmm. Or kidnapping, sorry.
There's a video of him, you can pull it up on your own, of him being arrested outside of his house. And trying to wrap your mind around how someone like that can go get a gun and do this is unbelievable. And who is this guy? He's also, his uncle is a Californian lawmaker. His grandpa, whatever.
Former Colorado or California lawmaker who is extremely...
Yes.
I guess you could say conservative.
Yes.
And
like extreme.
Homophobic. Yeah. And has, you know, extremist views. Yep. And that's his grandpa.
And it's just hearing people recount what happened. This was a lively, happy environment. They were having a drag show that night when this started.
Yeah. Because it was the next day, Sunday is Trans Day of Remembrance.
Yes.
And the day before they were having like a bunch of events. They were just mm-hmm. having like a drag show. I think they had like a drag, a brunch, and they had just a bunch of things scheduled that day that, mm-hmm. I mean, people were
celebrating,
absolutely
enjoying themselves. And for someone to come in when people are so caught off guard into a scene like that, it's terrifying to think about what those people went through in those moments. And it sounds like there was one or maybe even two heroic, you know, people who were there that mm-hmm. actually stopped him, or else it could have been way worse. Mm-hmm. Like, authorities gave them all the credit, the people who were there that stopped this. But yeah, five people lost their life over fucking nothing because some freak was able to get his hands on a gun. And this is just going back to all of the fucking rhetoric and bullshit. And I'm just so fucking tired of hearing people, even in our comment section, when we talk about trans issues, like recently we spoke on this and we got so many just disgusting, horrific comments for people who have no idea what the fuck they're talking about, blabbing about and spreading this type of hatred and misinformation all over the internet all the time. I mean, there were people commenting, you need to call Caitlyn Jenner a he. She's bi, he's whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys sound like idiots. And this is the result of all of that rhetoric and hatred
being spewed.
That's being constant. It's like the top fucking top, you know, talking points for some people these days on different political shows. And it's hard not to get political in these moments.
It is like, but why?
It shouldn't be.
Everyone's like,
but
it's
it
not
is.
Political. Well, it fucking is political.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's made to be political. And this is the fucking result of it. This now people are dead. And the amount of transgender people who are murdered every year, gay people who are murdered every year, is astounding.
It is.
And it's only seems to be getting worse because the hatred is just rising. And it's being used as a way to try and scare people into voting a certain way. And it's fucking sick. We're all tired of it. And that this news was just such a slap in the face.
I just
sorry,
can't,
getting really heated,
I can't believe that
it's just
you can
so
hate
upsetting.
Someone for being themselves. It's the fucking most bizarre. I can never wrap my mind around it.
Especially when their life
the
choices
evil.
have no effect on your life
yes.
whatsoever.
It has nothing to,
it's nothing to do with you.
It has nothing
it is
to
so
fucking do
bizarre.
With you. Okay, recently I went out to dinner and was next to people, these homophobic women, these three of them, they were just blabbing the most hateful, untrue shit I have ever heard in a public setting. And to actually, it's one thing to hear it online, mm-hmm. hear it on a TV show, mm-hmm. hear it on a podcast, but to sit next to someone that's doing that in public, I was completely blown away.
Disgusted.
And as soon as this happened, they popped up in my mind. And it's people like them that's spreading this crap that, you know, this is on you.
No, it
is. I'm tired of it. I'm just absolutely disgusted by so many people. Why do you give a shit? Like you were just saying, why do you care?
What
this has nothing to do with you. It's weird. What is your obsession?
What? Right, are, yeah, right. Honestly, like I really don't understand the obsession of conservatives with genitalia. Like
yes.
their obsession with genitalia in general
yeah.
is mm-hmm. absurd. It's bizarre. It's weird. It's fucking weird. And mm-hmm. like it just it's
and
never been about that. It's I don't. It's just disgusting. It's
it is.
Infuriating.
And the amount of misinformation that they're constantly
oh,
spreading, things that are not even true. I mean,
like not even close to being true. Like
yes.
so fucking out of left field.
When you know the transgender population in our country is such a small percentage of people too. That why are you focusing so much on that? Because you're creating all this hype and all this heat around it. It's becoming one of the main voting issues. Right. That it's focusing people, freaks like this, who are sitting around with guns and whatever, bombs,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
they fucking think to go do this mm-hmm. to innocent people who are just enjoying their night. What? I just can't understand this type of evil.
And the cherry on top of all of this is the person who represents Colorado Springs, Congresswoman fucking Lauren Boebert, hops yeah. on Twitter after and says, the news out of Colorado Springs is awful. This morning, the victims and their families are in my prayers. The lawless violence needs to end and end quickly. Meanwhile, she has been so fucking hateful towards people in the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, she's one of the worst.
She is one of the worst. She has talked about how the age to be able to come out, it should be 21. Otherwise, it should be illegal.
What?
She's a fucking crazy
freak.
Bitch. And she's tweeted shit like, take your children to church, not to drag bars. Like, shut the fuck up. You have blood on your hands. All these people
agreed.
Who spread hateful like, hateful shit like this and then turn around and offer thoughts and prayers and something like that. So, fuck you. Take mm-hmm. your thoughts and prayers and shove it up your ass. Because
yeah.
that means
Amen.
Nothing when you talk about this kind of shit.
Yes.
and spread this kind of fucking hate. And then say, oh, whoops, thoughts and prayers. Fuck you.
And all the people out there that are engaging with it, encouraging it. It's, I mean, it's a pandemic for a reason. There's tons of people that contribute to events like this happening. And
the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
So you guys, I am someone who always prioritizes comfort over style. And that's why over the years, I have never wanted to wear a push-up bra. Even though I knew I'd probably look pretty good in it, feel good in it, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to feel comfortable in it. And that all changed when I found the Skims Ultimate Push-Up Bra. Now I have four of them. I wear them every single day. And I can't believe that they are push-up bras because they don't feel like it. They actually feel so, so comfortable. I know a lot of you out there are probably like me and hate wearing underwire bras, but I'm telling you, I truly love these Skims push-up bras and I don't mind wearing the underwire. I feel like no outfit is complete without it now. And I know that I'm still going to feel comfortable and happy, but also, you know, get that extra boost of confidence. And then there's also the Ultimate Teardrop Push-Up Bra, and that one's also great. And I'm sure a lot of you out there hate wearing underwire bras, but I mean it. I truly love these bras. Instead of having just tons of padding that give you an unnatural lift and also just feels bulky and heavy and uncomfortable, this bra mimics the shape of a full bust. It lifts me up and it lifts my mood as well the second I put it on. So shop the Skims Ultimate Bra Collection and more at skims.com. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that we sent you. Select podcast under the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. We really appreciate it.
I am so fucking angry. I can't even imagine how.
How can you not be? How can we not be angry? What the fuck?
When is this going to change, dude? Like,
it's not. Clearly,
it feels
not.
Like it's just getting worse and worse. Just, you know, gun violence in general in America.
Yeah. It's what terrifying. The fuck I don't want to go on? Anywhere.
No, literally anywhere. It could happen anywhere, at any time. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what to say or how to end this. We I don't just know wanted either. To.
We just felt like we had to say something because this has been something that's been really heavy on our minds for the last 24 hours. It feels weird. You know, we do like to come in here. We like to have fun. We like to chat and everything. Mm-hmm. But this happened so close to us and it feels like it's in our own backyard in a way, mm-hmm. you know? And it didn't feel right to not speak on it today.
We have a voice and we feel like we need to use it.
Yeah. And of course, there will be people that don't get political.
I don't give
whatever.
A fuck. There are people in my lives. We all unsubscribe. Have people in our life that are part of the LGBTQ plus community that I fucking love.
Yep.
So I feel like it's a right thing to do is to stand up for these people. And the platform that we do have, we need to use it to make it certainly clear on what our thoughts are.
Because this
on
is
this.
Extremely serious. And all of these people... I mean, obviously, it's bigger than just our comment section. But to the people out here who I know are watching that have commented horrific things on our episodes.
You just make me want to talk about it more.
Yeah, you definitely do. But I just want to say to you, it's not too late to get on the right side of history, dude, because one day you're going to look back and feel like a real piece of shit. Or you won't. And that's even worse.
So all of the GoFundMes that we can find will be linked below. If you choose to donate, they, of course, would be really appreciative. If you can't, I understand, too. Times are tough. Maybe even just sharing the link. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's...
I don't even know where to, like, go from here. I just feel like...
There's really, like, no right way to, like, so end depressing. This. We just wanted to bring this up. And
And just, you know, everyone out there who is, you know, seen this happening and is... feeling lost and sad and scared and angry that we feel the same way as you and we're here with you. You know, we're all in it together in this fucking country. God, when I woke up, I was trying to just look up what happened because you texted me. I woke up to your text saying that it happened. So I started Googling, trying to figure out what's going on. And I get the first article I click on has a fucking paywall. I don't know what it was about that in the moment where I'm like, I really have to... pay to then read about this shooting that happened.
Right. People are making money off of it.
It's just...
I have a lot to work on.
Yeah. So, anyway, we will have all of those resources below. And yeah, I wish there was better things to say. We send our love to anyone out there who knew someone who's there or has been affected by this in any way.
And just like the LGBTQ plus community in general, like, we stand with you guys and we're here. Like,
yeah,
I mean, mm-hmm. especially as like a cis woman, like our like support is just like that much more for other cis people to kind of like follow behind. You know what I mean? Like yeah. it kind of like in a way, like it kind of does have to start with, you know, with.
We're the privileged
we
ones.
We are the privileged ones. Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
So we send our love to anyone who has been affected by this.
Yeah. Maybe we should take a little break. Calm down.
Okay.
Okay, so we just wanted to pop on here. Again, we normally record our episodes on Monday. It is now Tuesday, and a lot more information has come out in the last 24 hours about the shooting at Club Q, and we just wanted to share some of this. First of all, we have the names of the victims.
Yes.
Which we wanted to share that.
So their names are Daniel Aston, Raymond Green Vance, Kelly Loving, Ashley Paw, and Derek Rump.
And as of right now, it's just those five who lost their lives. But mm-hmm. there were many other injured, and we're not sure if that number will go up. However, we did find out how this guy was stopped. I know yesterday we mentioned that, you know, some of the people there were heroes and actually stopped the shooter themselves. We got more information about that. Turns out an Army veteran, Richard Fierro, had gone to Club Q that night with his family, and apparently he attacked the shooter. He jumped on him, and then at first it was reported that a drag queen stomped on him with her heels and beat him so badly that they thought he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this has been commented on by Delusional, who was a drag queen performer that night, and said, "The one who saved my life and stomped on the shooter's face was not a drag queen. She is a trans woman. Let's not call trans women drag queens during this time of grieving over a transphobic attack. I also want to make it clear, I don't think Richard knew that she's not a drag performer, but now that we know, let's correct it." So yeah, it's kind of crazy how this all went down. Totally inspiring. These people saved tons of others. And we wanted to play this interview of Richard real quick, just kind of talking about his experience.
I saw a lot of people, and this guy was there, and I saw the ACU pattern flag fest. And for me, that was like, there's a handle, I'm getting it. So I ran across the room, grabbed the handle, pulled him down, and then started to, I think I went for his gun with him. His rifle flew in front of him. And the young man that tried to jump in there with me, we both either pulled him down or whatever, but he ended up at his head, and right next to the AR. And then with the AR, I told him, push the AR, get the AR away from him. The kid pushed the AR. I don't know what his name was. And then I proceeded to take his other weapon, the pistol, and then just start hitting him at where I could, but the armor's in the way. And I found a crease in between his armor and his head. And I just started wailing away with his gun. And then I told the kid in front of me, kick him, keep kicking him. And I was telling people, call 911, call 911. I brought him down. I was in mode. I was doing what I do downrange, you know. I trained for this. I don't want to ever do this. I didn't even retire because I was done doing this stuff. It was too much. And it came in handy, and I got to protect my kid. I lost my kid's boyfriend. I tried to have everybody in there. I still feel bad that there's five people. There's five people that didn't come home. And this guy, I told him while I was hitting him, I said, I'm going to kill you, man, because you tried to kill my friends. My family was in there.
Just heartbreaking to hear his voice crack when he talks about how he wishes he could have saved everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But the two of them are heroes. And yeah, it sounds like this could have been much, much worse.
Yep. Yeah, Richard was with his wife, Jess, joined by their daughter, Cassandra, mm-hmm. and her longtime boyfriend, Raymond Green Vance, who sadly was one of the five that lost their lives.
Their poor family.
Mm-hmm.
So traumatic.
Yeah, and they were all there to watch one of his daughter's friends perform a drag act. And I guess
Richard was loving it. He had spent 15 years in the army and now relished his role as a civilian and a father, watching one of his daughter's old high school friends perform. He says, these kids want to live that way, want to have a good time, have at it. I'm happy about it because that's what I fought for, so they can do whatever the hell they want.
Oh, I love that.
So, yeah, we just wanted to pop in and kind of clarify that, because we feel like it's important to, of course, give recognition to these two heroes that, you know, saved potentially a lot of lives, and also give our respects to those who lost their life.
Okay, so we just took a brief moment to kind of calm down. We know we just got very heated. This is just a very, very upsetting issue that's, you know, hits home for all of us in different ways. And it's incredibly angering. And, you know, it's impossible to like stuff those emotions down. And I think more than ever, it's important to speak up and really say how we feel. And we know that comes with backlash on the internet, but we don't really care.
Nope.
So anyway, we do want to have some fun with you guys today. We want this to be a safe place where we can have some laughs and kind of escape from the everyday bullshit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we are here with a couple of spicy topics. Mm-hmm. We are going to be talking about Twitter once again, which is still on fire.
Fire.
Big time. And you know what's also on fire? Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster's in a lot of trouble potentially. Mm-hmm, should we talk about Elon first or Ticketmaster?
Well, first,
oh, right.
We were going to mention that Pink Sauce is now available.
Breaking news.
The biggest news of all, Pink Sauce.
Pink Sauce, folks.
Okay, so Pink Sauce, if you didn't know, is the viral TikTok sauce that we tried to get our hands on. We ordered some. Chef P canceled our asses.
Mm-hmm. Never gave got it. To it. Us.
But canceled the orders for tons of people. It was a big thing. And then the FDA came and saw Chef P. Mm-hmm.
And they said, we'll call you later.
Yeah. Anyway, she hooked up with a manufacturer. And
Dave's Gourmet.
This originally was being,
$20.
Okay. $20.
But so it was now also $9.99. A bigger bottle. Now it's $9.99 and it looks like it's ready to purchase. So shall we purchase some, ladies?
I say we shall.
Now, if you go to the pictures of this pink sauce, I have to say that the picture of the pink sauce on this chicken wing here looks as though it isn't very pink. That looks kind of like Chick-fil-A sauce or something. Like, it looks like a more normal
Pepto
sauce.
Pink that it was before. They must have changed the recipe.
Well, also, there is ingredients at the bottom now.
Oh, dragon fruit puree is
She's
the first
really
one.
Stepped it up.
Canola oil, coconut cream, water, sugar, distilled white vinegar, garlic, maltodextrin, ranch flavor.
I would like to try it.
Dragon fruit puree.
I think we need to have a day where we try pink sauce on various items.
Okay. So we will order that up. Hopefully it comes in a quicker time than what it was doing before.
Yeah. Can we get express shipping?
Yeah, that would be great. And yeah, we will see how this tastes, folks, because I am curious. I'm glad that we can put an end to our pink sauce journey, because I've been wondering and people still comment like, what's the deal? And
I know. I saw last week a lot of people were being like, any updates on pink sauce?
We got an update. She's finally selling it. So
she's back.
Excellent. Keep an eye out on the YouTubes for that, because we will be trying that out. I hope it's good.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
So you guys, I am someone who always prioritizes comfort over style. And that's why over the years, I have never wanted to wear a push-up bra. Even though I knew I'd probably look pretty good in it, feel good in it, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to feel comfortable in it. And that all changed when I found the Skims Ultimate Push-Up Bra. Now I have four of them. I wear them every single day. And I can't believe that they are push-up bras, because they don't feel like it. They actually feel so, so comfortable. I know a lot of you out there are probably like me and hate wearing underwire bras, but I'm
telling you, I truly love these Skims push-up bras, and I don't mind wearing the underwire. I feel like no outfit is complete without it now, and I know that I'm still going to feel comfortable and happy, but also, you know, get that extra boost of confidence. And then there's also the Ultimate Teardrop push-up bra, and that one's also great. And I'm sure a lot of you out there hate wearing underwire bras, but I mean it. I truly love these bras. Instead of having just tons of padding that give you an unnatural lift and also just feels bulky and heavy and uncomfortable, this bra mimics the shape of a full bust. It lifts me up and it lifts my mood as well the second I put it on. So shop the Skims Ultimate Bra Collection and more at skims.com. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that we sent you. Select podcast under the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. We really appreciate it.
Okay, shall we get into Elon Musk and Twitter here?
Elon Musk.
Case you have been living under a rock, Elon Musk bought Twitter for, what was it, $44 billion? Yeah, something like that, $44 billion. You know, like, just a little pocket change
for him.
And it's been pretty wild over there ever since.
Wild West over there.
Yep. We've talked a lot about the whole verification badge, accounts being banned, and
people being laid off, people sleeping at Twitter headquarters to get deadlines met on time.
Yes.
You know, all of that. So half of the Twitter workforce was laid off in early November.
Can
you imagine that? You buy a company, you lay off half of your employees.
Especially in November, right before the holidays. How evil. Yeah.
That is messed up.
So weird.
Also, does anybody know why the reasoning for him to lay off all these people were? Was it just to, like, for money purposes?
I think he felt like Twitter didn't need that many people working for it.
Yeah.
It could be simplified and they could save a lot of money. And he's basically trying to figure out, because Twitter's really never made money.
Right.
I mean, you know, as far as I understand it.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think they've really made much money. It's never been like a big cash cow because they don't have as many, ways that they can make money. And that's why he's trying to charge the $8 per
user. He's like, we got to pay the bills somehow, bestie.
I think he's trying to take it, make it more profitable. Mm. I don't know if they've made no money, but I know it has been less than ideal. I think he got rid of all those people because he thought
budget cut. And this is crazy, but at least four people were terminated over their posts on Twitter.
Yeah.
Early last week.
Keeping an eye out.
Yeah. Multiple employees were terminated for either posting critical about Elon's leadership or simply supporting other people who posted critically, like, you know, having their backs essentially. Mm-hmm. And then roughly 10 other Twitter employees made sassy and critical remarks about Twitter's current leadership on Twitter and on their internal Slack channel. So if you're not aware, Slack is like an app that we actually use it for work. And it's like a chat, basically, that you can talk to your employees and, you know, talk to your company inside. It's like, what else? They have Google Meet, you know.
It's kind of like a Discord, but for your work.
Yeah, it's basically like an instant message, but for people in your actual work. So anyways, I guess people were talking shit about Twitter on their Slack, and they also got terminated.
And about Elon.
Yeah.
So his fragile ego.
Was
very
ego.
Hurt by that.
Fragile ego.
Which is
Elon.
Crazy. Can't they sue him for this? Just because they said something on Slack? I mean.
Well, I mean, it depends, like, where they're fired from. Because, I mean, if they're an at-will state, then does it.
Right.
Like, Colorado's an at-will state. You can just be fired for anything.
I'm familiar with the California law.
You know, one of the employees that was, tweeted something that he didn't like criticizing him, he fired him over Twitter.
Are you serious? Like, guy, he responded? Like,
yeah. So the employee. It's like crazy. So he posted his tweet about Elon. He went like next day came around. Mm-hmm. He couldn't get into his Twitter or something like that, or his tweet was deleted. And then Elon posted like "You're fired" or tweeted "You're fired."
He tweeted at him "You're fired."
Yeah,
2022 is a wild place. Man.
And he didn't talk to him after that. Like,
that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so Elon sent a final ultimatum email to the Twitter employees on Wednesday, November 16th. And here's what it said. A fork in the road. It's like a poem.
It does sound like a poem.
Haiku.
Haiku.
Going forward, to build a breakthrough Twitter 2.0 and succeed in an increasingly competitive world, we will need to be extremely hardcore.
This will mean working long hours at high intensity. Only exceptional performance will constitute a passing grade.
What the fuck is this guy saying?
Twitter will also be much more engineering driven. Mm-hmm. Design and product management will still be very important and to report to me.
Those writing great code will constitute the majority of our team and have the greatest sway.
At its heart, Twitter is a software and servers company. So I think this makes sense.
Yes, very much.
Sounds so like willy-nilly for such a serious email. If you are sure that you want to be part of the new Twitter, please click yes on the link below.
He made a Google form.
It's like forms. Anyone who has not done so by 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, Thursday, will receive 3 months severance. Whatever decision you make, thank you for your efforts to make Twitter successful.
Hell Elon, yeah.
Signed, the man himself.
The man himself. Oh my God.
So yeah, pretty insane. Sounds like a lot of people did not want to hop on board the new Twitter.
No, hundreds of employees quickly started posting farewell messages and salute emojis in Twitter Slack, announcing they had said no to Elon's ultimatum. And then he goes on Twitter and tweets out Thursday evening, the best people are staying, so I'm not super worried.
That sounds not very confident.
Yeah.
I'm not super worried.
Just a little bit worried. It's unclear exactly how many people left, of course. Actually, the Washington Post states it could be between 1,000 to 1,500 people. And then that Thursday, Twitter announced through email that it would close our office buildings and disable employee badge access until the following Monday. After all these resignations, Elon eased up on the return to office mandate that he issued a week before, and he sent multiple emails to managers saying managers must meet with employees in person once a week, at least monthly, and that managers could be fired for allowing employees to work remotely if those employees do not prove, in his view, to be excellent or exceptional.
Okay. So intense.
And Elon's team also held meeting with the undecided employees who are considered key to Twitter's operations to try and persuade them to stay because they're going to be kind of fucked.
He's like, wait.
And in Elon's pitch to the undecided employees, he said that he knew how to win and that those who wanted to win should join him.
Oh, yeah. But it seems as though Elon's definitely struggling to figure out all of the operations of Twitter because obviously when you just randomly buy Twitter and you don't know much about it, you really got to rely on your employees who have been there for a while and know the ins and outs of it.
And I've kind of heard that things without most of these employees could kind of coast for a while, but eventually the whole thing's just going to fall apart.
Yeah, probably.
I was going to say, yeah, how are like the Twitter servers like holding this? Like, how is this all working? How is Twitter still alive right now?
He basically says, well, he asked employees to email him a summary of what their software code has, quote unquote, achieved in the past 6 months, as well as screenshots of the most important lines of code. And he said that, quote, there will be short technical interviews that allow me to better understand the Twitter tech stack. So it sounds like the dude's way over his head, basically, is bottom line here. He sounds very confused as to what the fuck is going on. I think he's low-key freaking out now. And after he lays off all these people, that he's like, oh, wait, actually, some of you are very important. You should stay around. I actually made you.
Never mind. I'm sorry for what I said.
Big whoops there.
So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Twitter is becoming a very interesting place to check out these days, which he said traffic's like higher than ever.
Yeah, he said that usage is higher than it's ever been, which... I actually do believe because I think people who aren't on it were like, oh, I need to see what the hype is about.
Yeah.
But everyone's word is just randomly going to shut off. That I don't understand. Everyone's like, well, this is my last tweet, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I don't think it's going to shut down anytime soon.
That was kind of the word for a little while is that it's all going to fall apart and whatever. I'm not sure if that was like really based on anything. It just kind of seemed like a rumor that really caught fire. But who knows? What if it just shut down one day? How crazy. Just, all these displaced Twitter users, where would we go?
I
guess like the 24 hour like call team or support team, they like majority of them all left. Like there's none of them left. So if there's someone that has an issue, there's no one there to fix it. And like Twitter does do, it's like, you know, on the back end of things, like software engineers, they have, but a lot of people are gone. So they don't have like the same.
Well, shit.
I don't know. Ability to. If a server breaks, it breaks, and they don't have really people to
exactly. That's kind of what it sounds like. Once that happens, what will they do? Will it just kind of fall apart at that point?
Elon said he's talking to people at Tesla to get information like from their software team he can try to like use both.
And dude, what the fuck is this guy doing?
I was gonna say, what's he trying to like? Is he trying to have like a Tesla Twitter collab or something? Like, what's going on here?
That's wild. And then in other Twitter news, he has unbanned a lot of users.
Let's see.
Kathy Griffin got her account back. Jordan Peterson.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate.
Kanye. Donald Trump.
Yeah. Thanks to a Twitter poll.
Yeah. Is that a troll?
Ran no a poll.
There's no way that was like his deciding factor.
I think it was.
What the fuck?
I think Elon's pretty transparent about all his thoughts.
Yeah, and he ran a poll and was like, should Trump be reinstated, yes or no? And yes,
it was
won.
Close, too.
It was close.
It was like 48 to 52 or something like that. Yeah.
Elon
but he's not actually back because he says he's not going to come back. He wants to stay on
Truth Social.
Elon confuses me because it's like, I'm not sure if he's literally just a big-ass troll or if he's like being serious and he's a little bit of a troll. You know what I mean?
Both.
Like,
yeah, I think
okay,
well,
that's he needs to pick one lane. I think and just stick
Elon,
to
it. I kind of think that because he has always believed in the simulation theory and like all these kind of wild philosophies,
he thinks that he can kind of do.
I think he's like, whatever, life is a big fucking joke. Whatever, nothing matters, and I'm just gonna have fun on the ride. I think that's kind of his approach to life. Like, he doesn't take anything too seriously, it seems.
No,
he's
you're right.
The world's richest human being. How could he not take things? How could you have that mindset? And then also,
because he thinks it's like a giant game. Like, he just thinks it's, you know, you can do whatever and anyone's capable of doing anything because it's all a simulation.
Do you ever read or watch that one movie, Ready Player One or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm using that vibes.
No, I haven't seen that.
It's like, I mean, you're like living in a simulation world and everyone's like you're like a video game character. And like,
yeah.
Oh, is that the one with Ryan Reynolds?
I believe so.
I love me some Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds video game movie. What was that?
It was so good.
That movie. Yeah, you would like this movie, dude. Free Guy. That is such a good movie.
Huh. I never heard of it.
Anyway, yeah, Elon kind of thinks he's Free Guy. He's just free to do whatever he wants.
Well, apparently he is. I mean, when you're the world's richest person.
Yeah.
Kind of seems like
endless power. You can just buy a whole platform with millions of users on a whim, and then
let's get a rise out of people. I think too. Like that's why. I mean, doing all these layoffs and firings, and he wants to feel like he's in control. Mm-hmm. Clearly, like you decide if you want to leave or stay. If you stay, you know.
Yeah.
So it was almost like it seemed like he was trying to get. I don't know.
I think it's all exciting for him. It's a fun little toy. Nice little Twitter toy he bought himself to entertain himself while he's sitting alone. I mean, this dude is on Twitter all fucking day.
Twitter toy.
He is on there so much. It's shocking.
It is. It's like, how do you have that much time in a day? I guess it's all simulation, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well.
He is on there like all day.
Yeah, he really is. What's his latest tweet today? What do we got?
Let's take a look. Oh, that's the other thing that we were talking about. So I don't follow him, but I see every single one of his tweets and I don't know why. And then Kendall, you said that you don't or you thought you don't follow him.
I didn't think I had followed him. No.
And then same with Corelli, right?
Yeah, because I tweeted about it the other day because like I kept on seeing Elon's tweets everywhere. And like, I've never liked this dude. I've really not known anything about him like until more recently.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And so then I went to his page
and it says you're following.
And it said I was following him. What and I'm like, hell? How? Like, this isn't Tom. Like, he's
it's like,
not,
hey, you automatically focus.
The MySpace.
Oh, I totally forgot.
Tom
about that.
Would have never done us like
no,
this. You
Tom
guys.
No, Tom would have. He would have let us know.
We should have appreciated Tom while we had him.
I love Tom.
I know. He was
What's
very
up with
good,
Tom these
good
days.
Tom.
What's he doing?
He's rich as fuck.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. He sold MySpace for a lot. And he's just hanging out.
His last tweet is talking about, so BBC tweeted how Europe's biggest battery shortage or storage system switched on. And then he says, Tesla megapacks are highly effective in addressing electricity demand spikes that cause power
outages. So now he's using this platform that he owns to promote his other businesses. Mm-hmm. It's really just the most fucked up thing.
He also tweeted 4 hours ago, hope all Judgy Hall monitors stay on other platforms. Please, I'm begging you.
Shut the fuck up. Namaste, he says at the end.
Namaste. Yeah.
Also, Kanye actually tweeted, testing, seeing if my Twitter is unblocked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Don't kill what ye hate. Save what ye love. That was all Elon's response.
Oh, wow.
Oh, LOL.
He's so funny.
LOL. So great.
Yeah. They're back and at him.
Woo! Whoop, whoop.
So, yeah.
We is will Ethan Klein back, to, though?
I don't know.
Because
about it.
What the fuck, man? You're going to put all these other people on, but you won't let Ethan back on?
Well, I think these people have, like, more of a following. More people are concerned about them not having the account. So, it's, like, more of an urgent issue.
Okay, true.
But anyway, we will continue to monitor the fire on Twitter.
The fire.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
So you guys, I am someone who always prioritizes comfort over style. And that's why over the years, I have never wanted to wear a push-up bra, even though I knew I'd probably look pretty good in it, feel good in it. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to feel comfortable in it. And that all changed when I found the Skims Ultimate Push-Up Bra. Now I have four of them. I wear them every single day. And I can't believe that they are push-up bras because they don't feel like it. They actually feel so, so comfortable. I know a lot of you out there are probably like me and hate wearing underwire bras, but I'm telling you, I truly love these Skims push-up bras, and I don't mind wearing the underwire. I feel like no outfit is complete without it now, and I know that I'm still going to feel comfortable and happy, but also, you know, get that extra boost of confidence. And then there's also the Ultimate Teardrop push-up bra, and that one's also great. And I'm sure a lot of you out there hate wearing underwire bras, but I mean it. I truly love these bras. Instead of having just tons of padding that give you an unnatural lift and also just feels bulky and heavy and uncomfortable, this bra mimics the shape of a full bust. It lifts me up and it lifts my mood as well the second I put it on. So shop the Skims Ultimate Bra Collection and more at skims.com. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that we sent you. Select podcast under the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. We really appreciate it.
Anyway, also, like we said, Ticketmaster's on fire.
This shit was nuts, you guys.
The Swifties go hard as hell.
You guys, for some reason, really wanted us to talk about this in this whole fiasco.
We got a lot of requests to speak on this. Which I don't know why you want to speak on this, because we really don't like understand super well all of it. I mean, it's a little confusing what exactly happened here. I think everyone's a little confused of the Taylor Swift 2023 Eras Tour disaster.
Folks. We'll
go in history as the disaster.
On the 15th, pre-sale tickets for verified fans with a code went live. It's like a horror story on the night before Christmas. Like, so that's not a horror story.
Millions of Swifties were in their beds, clutching their codes.
Ooh, with their Wi-Fi strong and their codes ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just so you know, pre-sale tickets are basically fans can go and register and get this code that allows those specific people to get access to ticket sales before the general public. And the idea is that you can then, you know, get a better selection of tickets before they all sell out to the general public. So that's kind of like the backstory of this. But anyways, over 3.5 million fans pre-registered for Taylor's Verified Fan Program, the largest registration in Ticketmaster's history.
That's crazy numbers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gosh,
3.5 million fans.
She has so many fans.
So many worldwide. Fans.
It's crazy.
1.5 million verified fans were chosen to get tickets or to get access to tickets. However, 14 million users tried to buy them, causing the site to crash. 14 million people.
Wow.
At one time.
At one time.
Did you see she won 6 AMAs last night?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
People love her.
She got like new fans now, too.
Yeah.
She has new fans?
Yeah. Like she's had her solid fans.
Yeah,
like,
but now a lot
in more
of people,
recent years, she's like
her album isn't that bad. There's a couple of songs on there that
I really like. The new album,
I like it too. I think it's good.
Janelle says no comment.
I haven't listened to any of it. I'm not perfect. A fan of Taylor Swift.
Why is that?
Because she annoys me. She sounds like she's blaming, and everyone's going to hate me on this and be like, you just hate women. Yeah, I'm a woman hater now. But she sounds like she's just blaming everyone for her own problem.
Wait, why is it her? The sale?
She's No. Just, and I haven't listened to any of her new music. That's why I don't really, I'm not going to like give my full opinion. I'm just not a fan of Taylor Swift. Her old stuff is blaming everyone.
about everyone's fucking doing her wrong and screwing her over and blah blah blah.
I don't like
it. So you're still judging her music from like 2010.
That's all I have to judge her on. I haven't listened to anything new, which I know in the comments, because every time I bring this up, people are like, "We'll just give her a chance now. Give her a chance." I don't care enough. Like, it's not that big of a deal to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy for everyone who's a fan of Taylor Swift.
I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for you. I'm not going to hate on the music you like. If you love Taylor Swift more than anything in the world, fine. Go for it.
But you really don't like her, just like...
I think she's annoying.
You should watch her documentary.
So it's not just the music. Is it her?
I don't know much about her.
I was going to say, she's kind of private. And unless you've watched the documentary, there's nothing out about her.
You should. I think you'd change your mind.
Changed my mind.
Me too. I felt like a real piece of shit.
I was like a hardcore Swiftie back in the country days.
Yeah, but like, then I kind of was like, album, she's annoying.
Then you became a hater for a bit.
Yes, and I was a hater. Yeah, and then I watched her documentary. I liked it. I listened to her music, her new music.
Didn't you feel guilty?
She can write a mean song.
Does she write her songs?
Yes. She writes a ton of other songs, too. If you look up the songs that Taylor Swift has written, tons of other hits that you're probably a fan of.
Yeah.
That she's behind.
Oh, no.
She's honestly a brilliant songwriter.
Oh, no.
What has Taylor Swift done for the world?
There's this song on the new album that literally makes me cry. It's called... I don't even know.
Okay, well, that's really touching.
I'm with you, Janelle. Honestly.
Oh, okay, thank you.
No, I am with you because I have never really been a Swiftie. I've never been a big fan of Taylor Swift just because also she annoys me. There's no reason for her to annoy me, really, but I just don't really like her that much.
That's kind of how I felt about her for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
same, I mean, I'm sure she's a great person, but she's not for me.
She's a great person.
I'm sure.
She also was the highest producer of like fucking emissions in the entire world for last year.
No, that was no.
Oh, am I saying fake news right now?
Yeah,
oh,
there was a lot of. I mean, I'm sure it's still probably high up there with a lot of celebrities. But yeah, there was like an article that was spread a bunch of misinformation.
And, oh, sorry.
Yeah,
fake
I
news.
Saw you Thank were spreading you it actually. Oh.
Got
but yeah,
him.
But yeah, she definitely does use a private jet or two. You know.
Oh yeah.
She's not.
Oh yeah, sure.
Innocent in that regard. But yeah, this song Bigger Than the Whole Sky. Beautiful song. Anyway, back to the story here.
So basically what happened is all these fans, so it starts on the East Coast, right? Pre-sale access begins and everyone's logging on the morning of the 15th. And many said that they were stuck in a 2,000 plus person queue or the site was experiencing outages. And then due to all the issues that Ticketmaster was experiencing, they basically pushed the West Coast sale back from 10 to 3 p.m. to try and fix it. But this didn't really fix the issue. Long story short, people were having major issues. And so Ticketmaster went ahead and put out a statement saying, a few updates on the Taylor Swift Eras Tour on sale. There has been historically unprecedented demand with millions showing up to buy tickets for Taylor Swift. Hundreds of thousands of tickets have been sold. If you've already secured your ticket, you're all set. If you are currently in the queue, please hang tight. It's like voting. If you are in line to vote, stay in line. It's your constitutional right to vote. people are saying that they're working as quickly as possible to get fans through. Blah, blah, blah. So they basically were like, thanks for your patience. LOL. Sorry about that.
Pretty much.
pretty much that's what they said.
Yep.
But here's where it gets spicy.
Yeah, because Taylor had said that the ticket prices would be lower. Mm-hmm. She didn't want her fans to have to spend like outrageous amounts. She wanted to avoid the platinum ticket system and said that the standard ticket prices would run from $49 to $449 for VIP packages, which typically include, you know, merch and designated seating, would range from $199 to $899 on a first-come, first-serve basis.
Mm-hmm. And that is I like that about her, honestly. I like that she kind of, like, said that she was in a cap, you know, put a cap on things because,
she makes so much. She has made so much money. I think at that point to her, it's not really, like,
about the
even
going to
make a difference.
Right, yeah.
Well, I don't think she gets paid. Like, I think, too, Ticketmaster, what I was reading is, they set a limit for how much she'll get paid. And then that's why they think, you know, how Ticketmaster is becoming like making way more money than they're supposed to, because any money on top of what, like over her cap, like they take.
Yeah. Mm. So it's just kind of ridiculous.
But people were like, okay, so
why are all these tickets? I mean, tickets were going for like fucking 20 grand and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So
I saw as high as like 94,000.
Jesus. So obviously fans are like, what the hell? I thought, Taylor, you said that they weren't going to be that expensive and we weren't going to do dynamic pricing. Now, dynamic pricing is basically when pricing of tickets depends on the demand of the tickets. So more people that are trying to get the tickets, it raises the pricing up. And supply she said and demand. That she was opting out of that so that no matter how many people are trying to get on or trying to get tickets, it doesn't really matter. You know, the price is set. So she said that there wasn't going to be dynamic pricing, but obviously there was because, like we said, these tickets were going for thousands of dollars.
So that's the big confusion here.
Right. Everyone was very upset about
it. Didn't you say that if she did want to perform for all of those people, it would be, she would have to be performing every night for 2.5 years or something like that?
I read something. I don't remember the exact like scenario, but something to do with if everyone who wanted to get a ticket to Taylor Swift was able to get one, she would have to perform. Now, again, I don't know how, it depends on the venue size, but let's say the average venue size is around 10 to 12,000. She would have to perform like every single day for 2.5 years.
That's so insane.
So just kind of puts in perspective how many people are wanting to get tickets to her show.
She's just huge.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously the presale was a fucking shit show in and of itself. But then 2 days after the presale, on 11/17, this is the day before tickets are scheduled to open to the general public, Ticketmaster announced that the sale had been canceled altogether due to, quote, extraordinarily high demand on ticket systems and insufficient remaining ticket inventory to meet the demand. And of course, people were fucking livid because the general sale is canceled. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't get one in presale, you're fucked, basically. And a lot of them were saying that Ticketmaster released too many tickets for the presale and were totally unprepared, even though, you know, the company obviously chose how many codes to give fans out. Yeah. Why did people give so many codes out without being prepared for all these people on their site?
Yeah, it seems like just stupid on their part, but was it on purpose?
I don't know, man.
The Eras Tour disaster of 2003.
What?
It's 2023, right. Just off by like 20 years, you know.
Even enough. Taylor hopped on Instagram and what did she say? She's sorry. I'm sorry.
She said, I'm sorry, period. Okay. She says, well, it goes without saying that I'm extremely protective of my fans. We've been doing this for decades together. And over the years, I've brought so many elements of my career in-house. I've done this specifically to improve the quality of my fans' experience by doing it myself with my team who care as much about my fans as I do. It's really difficult for me to trust an outside entity with these relationships and loyalties, and excruciating for me to just watch mistakes happen with no recourse. Mm. There are a multitude of reasons why people had such a hard time trying to get tickets, and I'm trying to figure out how this situation can be improved moving forward. I'm not going to make excuses for anyone because we asked them multiple times if they could handle this kind of demand, and we were assured that they could. It's truly amazing that 2.4 million people got tickets, but it really pisses me off that a lot of them feel like they went through several bear attacks to get them.
Stop. Sorry. I can't.
Interesting wording.
Okay. Settle down. It's not like you just got back from war.
Yeah. That's how people are acting about this.
Oh yeah. Some people were like crying.
Oh my gosh. It was or worse.
Yeah. Screaming on like their phone.
Screaming at their phones.
And to those who didn't get tickets, all I can say is my hope is to provide some more opportunities for us all to get together and sing these songs. Thank you for wanting to be there. You have no idea how much that means. Yeah, people were saying all types of crazy stuff to her. I saw this one tweet. It got deleted before I tried to find it again. But this girl had written out like a notes app to Taylor that was like telling her how much she supported her over the years, but she can't stand by and watch this. How could she let this happen to them? And then she literally told her, I would do anything for you. I would take a bullet for you.
Oh my like, God. Absolutely absurd.
Funny YouTube video. I'll send it to you guys. It's compilations of like people with their phones, like recording themselves, but like trying to get the tickets. They're like, I'm in the queue. Like I was on. I
Wait,
was checking out.
I want to see it. Let's
Why
see
are
it.
They recording Sorry, themselves? Just, like, like, let you. Why are they recording themselves?
I've got to see this.
Okay. Have to wait for 5 hours and then not get anything.
They should have done better.
I have not been able to even listen
to Taylor Swift. Because when I hear
what
her voice, I'm now triggered. I'm seeing the cue. I'm seeing the crashes. I'm triggered.
And the website crashed, and it put me back at the beginning.
I'm sorry, Ticketmaster. I have been doing this for the past 4 hours, and you kicked me out.
Taylor, I had it. I had tickets, and it went to the beginning of the queue.
$113,000 with fees.
Sorry, okay. Not trying to laugh at your pain, but also what the fuck?
I know. I mean, it's like, I feel a little bad for them. It's their idol.
No, I feel bad for people not being, I get it, like, finding concert tickets is a pain in the ass sometimes.
But it's also like, get your ass in perspective. Okay?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You're fine.
And she's like, Taylor! As if Taylor's sitting there like, well, no! Stephanie's not able to get her tickets!
I do get the frustration, though, especially if you've been waiting for so long. You're gearing up. I get it. It sucks. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a dream.
It sucks. I get it.
But
if my favorite artist was pulling this shit, I would be pissed, too. I don't know if I'd be recording myself.
If it was your one chance to see Jerry Garcia, he was gonna be
okay, but that's not their one chance. Like, she's gonna die then. My god, yeah. Also, Jerry came back to life and was like, yo, I'm doing a concert, I would fucking chew off my right arm to see him. But also, she's not like this isn't her last tour.
Also, no, the
last time she's like, I'm quitting after this, like, she'll be fine.
No, yeah,
her last tour was in 2018, November 2018. So, I mean, it was a few years ago. I mean,
no,
given COVID
was in it, I think.
No, that, 2020
oh,
was canceled.
Right.
Yeah, yes. So, I mean, it's a first world
problem. Okay, we feel 100. Bad for y'all, but...
And then you go...
Sorry,
you're
going to be okay. Laugh and offend. I'm sorry, and don't hate me in the comments.
I need to laugh and offend. So sorry for the laugh and offend. Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's definitely a little much. It's a little much.
I mean, that's like a shit show, though. Ticketmaster is fucking out of their minds.
Yeah.
Which brings us to our next subtopic. Ticketmaster lawsuits.
Yes. Ooh. Sounds like their ass is in hot water and has been for a moment.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
So you guys, I am someone who always prioritizes comfort over style. And that's why over the years, I have never wanted to wear a push-up bra. Even though I knew I'd probably look pretty good in it, feel good in it, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to feel comfortable in it. And that all changed when I found the Skims Ultimate push-up bra. Now I have four of them. I wear them every single day, and I can't believe that they are push-up bras because they don't feel like it. They actually feel so, so comfortable. I know a lot of you out there are probably like me and hate wearing underwire bras, but I'm telling you, I truly love these Skims push-up bras, and I don't mind wearing the underwire. I feel like no outfit is complete without it now, and I know that I'm still going to feel comfortable and happy, but also, you know, get that extra boost of confidence. And then there's also the Ultimate Teardrop push-up bra, and that one's also great. And I'm sure a lot of you out there hate wearing underwire bras, but I mean it. I truly love these bras. Instead of having just tons of padding that give you an unnatural lift and also just feels bulky and heavy and uncomfortable, this bra mimics the shape of a full bust. It lifts me up and it lifts my mood as well the second I put it on. So shop the Skims Ultimate Bra Collection and more at skims.com. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that we sent you. Select podcast under the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. We really appreciate it.
So Ticketmaster is facing a ton of backlash over its sale practices after this whole disaster. Because it's
a disaster.
Basically brought all these issues to light because they've been having issues, you know, for actually a few months now. They've been under investigation. The Department of Justice has been looking into Live Nation's past, which Live Nation is the parent company to Ticketmaster, and the overall dynamics of the ticket industry, and is looking into whether the company has a monopoly over the ticketing industry.
And this is actually a pretty serious issue, although it was, people were having a nice LOL with it because they thought that
this investigation started literally because of Taylor Swift and this last disaster.
The Swifties are so mad. We must bring the Department of Justice in.
No, they have been being looked at for a while now for, yeah, creating a monopoly.
Monopoly.
Words are fun today.
This doing is just, great.
Yeah.
Doing well.
Anyway, so now, as a lot of us know, scalpers play a huge role in the issues with ticket pricing. People will buy as many tickets as they can get their hot little hands on and then resell them to fans for huge profit. Mm.
Ticketmaster has been known to work directly with scalpers, even though this goes against their own terms of service. So this is where it gets spicy, because in their terms of service, they talk about how they don't work with scalpers, but they actually do. And we have this interesting video.
Yes, some undercover footage.
Yes, back in 2018, the Toronto Star and CBC reporters went undercover at a Ticketmaster Las Vegas ticket summit. And this is what they found.
Mm. Let's review the evidence.
Mm-hmm. Too bad we don't have a gavel because Kendall broke it and it still hasn't been fixed.
We're going to just be caught up on that for the rest of forever. No, not yet.
But we ordered poop lunch instead.
Yeah, I got the poop lunch on the way, though. All right, I'll add the gavel to my cart after this.
Oh my God. Okay.
Anyway, roll it.
Went undercover at a scalpers convention in Las Vegas this July to learn tricks of the ticket trade. Mm. They found representatives of Ticketmaster's resale arm, Trade Desk, courting brokers on the convention room floor. There they were, selling a software product aimed directly at scalpers in order to help them to manage their vast inventory of seats and to resell them. This Trade Desk sales representative described a hands-off approach when it comes to monitoring how its clients harvest hundreds or thousands of tickets.
I mean, and I want to know the straight goods on whether Ticketmaster is going to be policing us using our multiple accounts.
No. I have a gentleman who's got over 200 Ticketmaster.com accounts right into the point of sale. Sinks his tickets in every day.
How many brokers are using multiple accounts?
I'd say pretty damn near every one of them.
How else would you do it? Right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I can't think of any of my clients that aren't using multiple. I mean, they have to, because you want to get a good show, the ticket limit's 6 or 8. You're not going to make a living on 8 tickets. The policing of bots going after those types of things falls completely on the primary side. We have no input on it, no involvement with it.
They don't come to you and say, here's this guy, Joe Smith. What's going on with this guy? What can you tell us about this guy?
No. We don't share reports. We don't share names. We don't share account information with the primary site, period.
That's a curiosity for us, given the fact that this is a company that, while simultaneously speaking negatively about scalping, was quietly courting scalpers as partners in this industry in an effort to grab a piece of the action.
Mm, there you go. They're in on it, of course.
Which makes sense, because they make the more that people can drive up the demand, because now scalpers is a known thing that people will go on, buy as many tickets as they can, and they have bots to do it too, and then they'll resell them. So people who, you know, fans who actually want to go see the shows have to get on there quickly to try and beat the bots and beat the scalpers. But then if you don't, you know that there's always a chance you could buy them on resale, which people will fucking drive the prices up tenfold.
So much.
Yeah.
Which is just so unfair.
So... yeah, I mean, we'll see. Because it really does seem like Ticketmaster is the main place that you get tickets for events.
Yes, and I feel like this also goes back to their parent company, Live Nation, who we just know has a horrible history of tons of bullshit. I mean, especially we talked a lot about them during the whole Travis Scott thing. They put on that Astrofest and... all of that. So I don't know. They're in a lot of hot water in multiple ways right now. It looks like it'll be interesting to see how this plays out over the next couple weeks to months. Yeah. But we will let you guys know if there's any updates. But yeah, it sounds like a lot of Swift fans are unfortunately out of luck this time around.
Boom, boom, boom. Sorry. That was rude.
It's okay.
Okay, no, I do feel bad for you guys. I'm sorry that... No, on the real, like I said, I feel bad. It sucks. And I wish that... like Ticketmaster actually was able to keep their shit together, because they're like the real ones to be pissed at, obviously.
Dude, I couldn't imagine going to a Taylor Swift concert. It would be so chaotic. Like everyone there would be going so hard. The energy would be too intense for me. I couldn't handle it.
That'd be some chaotic energy. Mm-hmm. My friend got tickets to to one of the shows here, she said she had no issue getting her tickets.
Really?
I know people who got them. Yeah.
Wow.
Just
a smooth sailing.
It was a smooth sailing, and she wasn't scalped for them either.
Are these people making it up then? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding. No. I mean,
these Swifties are crying. It's all fake.
It's all fake. No, I think that there's a lot of behind the scenes bullshit that Ticketmaster's doing.
So it's interesting. A lot of people do seem to be blaming Taylor for this. I'm curious, like, why?
I don't really think it's her fault.
It's just being misdirected to Taylor. I feel like it 100% should go to Ticketmaster because they're the real problem.
Yeah. And she's like, I mean, a lot of artists do go into the dynamic pricing because they're going to make more money in the end. So,
but she
it is kind of cool that she wasn't going to do that. So how did this get so fucked up?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
But she did wait till Friday and to say something, like to comment about it. So I feel like a lot of people felt like they were in the dark, or
maybe she was in the dark though, right?
Yeah.
Like, she probably was confused about what was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of an interesting situation though.
Taylor does seem like she is for her fans, though. She does. She seems
she's hardcore.
She seems
fans,
like a people's people.
She's a people's people for sure.
That's good.
A people's person.
Loves
anyway, we will let you guys know if there's any updates on that next week. But yeah, that's pretty much all we got today. We know today was a little all over the place,
and sometimes it is on the sesh, folks. You never know what
kind
you're
of the vibe
get
of this show.
All over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's going to be it for this episode.
Again, thank you to our sponsor, Poop Lunch. We love you so much.
Shout out to Poop Lunch. We love you so much. Use code POOPSESH for poop percent off.
All right,
okay,
and we're
bye,
done.
Guys. Love you all. See you in the next sesh.
But until then, keep it fresh.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.